guys. Welcome back to the Roy City High School podcast presented by Chrome Squad. My name is Grace.
My name is Allie.
I'm Lexi, and I'm an eighth grader at Bailey Middle School.
I'm Jorge, and I'm an eighth grader at Bailey Middle School.
I'm Hunter, and I'm an eighth grader at Bobby Summers Middle School.
I'm Emily, and I'm an eighth grader at Summers Middle School.
And today we're going to do a collaborative podcast with the smaller C4L groups at the middle schools in our school district. So we're going to ask them some questions about how their different organizations run compared to the high school organizations and just get to know about them and their groups a little bit. Allie, do you want to?
So I think to start off, we'll just do like a general idea of what C4L is. And that's our Connected for Learning group. And we're here to not only just fix Chromebooks and distribute them and be the hands for the school in that one-on-one technology aspect, but also to like what our core values are, teachability, respect, quality, and integrity. And I think that just like shows what we value most and what we try to display when we're helping people and trying to work on our customer service. And I think it helps all of the students develop skills that are good for life in general.
Yeah, so at the high school, we have Chrome Squad, which is a bigger group of student interns that we all have a class period throughout the day, and we do a lot of customer service in working with the technology at the school. So we're going to ask the middle schoolers what the name of their group is and when it was established, and then we're going to get to know a little bit about how you get into their organization and stuff like that. So, do you guys want to start?
Sure. At Bailey Middle School, we are the Chrome Crew. And to be honest, I really don't know when it was established.
That's okay.
But I know we've been going on for a good amount of time.
All right.
At Summers Middle School, we have Chrome Co., and it was established last year when the school was open. And we do a lot of working with technology and fixing Chromebooks and customer service.
Nice. So take us through kind of what it takes or the process into getting into Chrome Crew and Chrome Co.
So typically you had to fill out like a Google form. The way I did it last year is you filled out a Google form and then they would look at your answers and pull certain people in for like an interview. It was typically a teacher and one of the students, and they would just ask you various questions about scenarios and like how you feel about customer service and stuff like that.
Okay. Is it the same for you guys at Bailey?
Really, it's based off teacher recommendations. So like if a teacher sees you acting kind to others or seeing potential in you, she'll recommend you, or he or she will recommend you to Miss Russell, and she'll think about it, and really she'll just let you know how she feels about it.
Nice. So at the high school, it's kind of the same. We do teacher recs, or we can also do student recs, like intern recs, and then they'll come in for an interview, go through the interview process, and then from there they'll be asked if they want to be considered for Chrome Squad, and then yeah. So, you want to ask the next question?
Sure. So, what does a normal school day look like? Because at the high school, we have class periods where we all have an assigned class period through the day, and so basically it's our shift. Do you guys have a same, similar setup?
So, it is really similar to the high schools. We have around, I think, about 14 kids, and we're all spread out throughout the 8 periods. And we each have shifts, and then we work within our period and then move on with our next classes.
Yeah. Same at Bailey?
It's pretty much the same at Bailey. We have 3 in first period and 3 in eighth period, and then just 2 throughout the day.
Hmm. Also at Summers, the, like, what your period focuses around is usually dependent on what period you have. So, like, I have eighth period. So during eighth period, I typically walk around and pick up the Chromebooks that have been checked out. And like first and second period, typically check them out.
Yeah, those seem to be the busiest class periods.
For sure. We have similar stuff at the high school. It's the same kind of thing. Each class period kind of knows what they need to do depending on what their class period is. So I actually have two periods of Chrome Squad, fifth and sixth period. But whenever I am in sixth period, I have to call all the kids that have early release down, or they have last period off. So if they have a Chromebook, we have to pick it up in sixth instead of seventh. So it's kind of the similar thing. All right, guys, let's see. What is the most common thing that y'all have students come into your C4L lounges for?
Chromebooks not being charged.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is very common. I think also for like fixing the Chromebook, a lot of people come in for broken screens and missing keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like sometimes people don't take as good of care as as you'd hope, but I feel like the majority of people that come in, well, I work for Spirit, so most people get to school and they're like, oh no, my Chromebook's dead. Or it's like little just fixes where you can like refresh their Chromebook and things like that. But I think most of the time it's just dead Chromebooks. Do you guys do checkout Chromebooks?
Yes.
Yes.
We see a lot of that every day. Yeah. And trying to get them back is a struggle. But yeah.
Also at summers, I don't know if it's an issue at y'all schools, but we've had a lot of kids that are taking the screens off their Chromebooks. Oh. And then if they drop it and the display cable is disconnected. So they bring it in, and we have to figure out what's wrong with that. So that's an issue.
That's interesting.
I know a lot of the time it's a simple fix. Like, sometimes there's the touchpads that won't work, and it's just a power refresh.
That's my favorite thing.
That's what we do a lot. I've reseated a lot of batteries lately. It's great. Great simple fix.
It's super easy, and I feel like a genius. I'm like, wow, I'm really cool. Sure. So, Chrome Squad, we have teams, and we're all, like, split up into teams, and we're all, like, one big group, but then we work together through our teams, and so, like, we're on the podcast team, obviously, but we've worked with ninjas, we've worked with store, like, promoting other teams, and we help each other out. Do you guys have teams within your programs, and if so, what teams are you on?
Yeah, so at Bailey, we have a PR team. And we have a trainer team, so they help the teachers out. We have technicians, which are the ones that fix the Chromebooks.
Awesome.
We pretty much have the same thing at summers.
Cool.
Each team has a different perspective on how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
And each team really has to communicate with each other in order for things to get done. Because if they don't, things will be all chaotic and things will never get finished.
So, what teams are y'all on?
I'm a trainer at Bailey. Trainer. I'm a technician at Bailey.
Okay. I'm a technician at Summers.
I'm actually on two teams. I'm a technician and in public relations.
Nice. Okay, cool. So, yeah, we're, we're obviously on the podcast team, but we do a lot of work with a lot of the different teams at the high school.
Yeah. So, when you say PR teams, like, what's the... like daily functions?
So normally we make posters for around the school. Like last week I actually had to make a poster for Chromebook care because kids do not take care of their Chromebooks as well as they should. So we make posters and we have TVs around the school. So if there needs to be a slide on the TV, we make those.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. We have a lot of the same teams, but I think at the high school we have a few more students, and everyone's kind of like knows the basics of repairing, but we're able to do a few more things. So we have a store, and so we sell. This year we got to start up again because of COVID and everything, but so we have a store team, and Ninjas kind of helps the teachers with badging, which is like basically like helps them to accomplish more things and do more creative things in the classroom. And so I think we just have a few more teams that like kids like not only help teachers and help the organization grow, but help them grow, because I've learned so much in podcasts.
For sure.
Like, and it's made me think of like things I could do in the future.
For
so
sure. Okay, guys, let's see. Are you interested in becoming a member of Chrome Squad when you get to the high school? Why or why not?
I am interested in joining because I've loved the experience so far, and I think it's great to have that experience for the future.
Most likely, I will. It's helped me develop like basic life skills, not only as a 14-year-old, but it'll help me in life as I'm growing up.
I probably will, but it would depend on the other electives that is offered at the high school.
Yeah.
I definitely want to be in Chrome Squad in high school because I have learned so much just in this little period of time. And you build a lot of relationships with people and customer service skills.
Yeah, it's hard with schedules. A lot of people get too busy, and then you wish you had more class periods in the day, but I definitely am glad that I made it a priority. So what other organizations are you guys involved in? Because I know that scheduling is kind of hard, so like, what are you guys juggling right now and probably in high school?
Right now, I'm in band and cheer, and I'm also in NJHS. All
right.
Right now, I'm in theater and Leadworthy.
Oh, awesome.
I'm taking all advanced classes and in NJHS as well.
I'm taking advanced classes, cheer, athletics, and NJHS right now.
Yeah. All right. So whenever you guys get to high school, it'll be a little bit more... I think it gets a little easier to balance everything because a lot of times at the high school, they understand that, like, kids are in a lot of stuff. So as far as, like, the NHS and that kind of thing go, we have, like, one meeting a month, if that. And so it gets a lot easier to put those things in your schedule. But, yeah, for sure. If you guys are interested in Chrome Squad, you should definitely do it in high school. It's a great experience. All right, if you join Chrome Squad, what teams do you think you're most interested in? So let's give a little crash course real quick. So we have... How many total teams, Ms. Harledge?
Six.
Six total teams. So we got the podcast team, which is me and Allie's team. It's pretty much basic. We just make podcasts about the school, and we edit them. We put them up. We make posters for them. And then we got the tech TV team. So that's similar idea to the podcast team. They create videos with tech tips and post them on YouTube. So it's a lot of editing and all kinds of audio, video, and stuff like that. We have Ninjas, which is the badging team. So they are the ones that help the teachers get their badges for using different creative sources in their class. We have the store team. So the store team is in charge of the store, which is the... It's actually, we like have a store in the school where there's like snacks and school supplies and different kinds of... We have like chargers and stuff in there, all kinds of stuff. So the store team's in charge of all of that. And then we have inventory, which are our main technicians, I guess you could say. They fix all the big problems and make sure we have all the parts and stuff like that. And then, what is it called? Tech Motions? Now it's called Tech Motion. So that is the team that does, like, the tech tips. They do, like, the posters for around the school, and then they're in charge of all of the social media stuff. So, I think that's all of them, right? So... Based off those little descriptions, what teams do you think you guys would be interested in high school?
I would want to be on the store team or inventory.
I'd most likely try for the podcast team or the store team.
I'd definitely love to be a part of the inventory team.
I'd try to be a ninja because at Bailey we already started doing the badges with teachers, and it's really benefited all of our teachers with branching out and trying other Google things. So I think it'll really benefit me and the teachers.
Nice. I love those answers.
So if you had a friend that was thinking about joining, like, your C4L team specifically or just, like, your group in general, what would you tell them?
Like, a piece of advice or just, like, I don't know.
How would you promote your team? Because, like, we all love it and, like, it's great, but I think sometimes people, like, prioritize other things over it, which is totally fine. Like, you have your priorities, but I think... At first, I was like, I don't know if I have time for this, but now I wouldn't trade it for anything, so.
I would say that you have to be very open-minded because there is going to be a lot of problem-solving with any team that you're in. There's going to be a lot of problems that you have to fix, and it's not always going to be the easiest, but you always get through it with the people that you're working with.
Go ahead. I'd say communication is key. If you don't communicate with people, things won't ever get done. And also, you have to have a positive attitude because things won't always turn out how you want, and things might have twists and turns, but at the end, it'll all be solved.
I'd say you'd have to be, like, good with customer service because you're representing the Chrome Squad when you're, or whatever it's called at whatever school you're at. Like, you're representing your group. When you're at the table, like if you're checking out Chromebooks or if they're coming in because something's broken or if they just come in to say hi or something, like just having good customer service is always key.
I would say that it's a great experience, but you have to be able to solve all the problems and be good with people.
For sure. All right, guys. Well, I can just tell by this little talk we've had with you that you would all be great Chrome Squad members when you get to high school, for sure. So you should definitely try for it. And Allie, you have anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, this has been the collaborative podcast between the Chrome Squad, Chrome Co., and Chrome Crew. We loved having them on our podcast, and we loved getting to know them. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you have a good day.
Bye.